It's the award-winning gutter show. It's Tiago Day. Fucking hell, the day we thought would never come. How excited am I? Let's just start with how excited am I. I'll deal with you later. Okay, I've got Neil Atkinson. I've got John Gibbons. I've got Joel Richards. But most importantly of all, I've got the man who broke the story that Tiago is joining Liverpool today, Simon Hughes. Si, very pleased to see you. I haven't seen you in a good while. Your beard is considerably longer than mine, but it doesn't make me feel inadequate in any way. Just proud to be part of the same club as you. So we've only got Si for 10 minutes. So me and the boys are going to chat about Tiago in a bit. But first, we're going to chat to Si about what's happening. Simon, can I just start off for those who are living in some sort of mad vacuum? Can you quickly bring us up to speed as to what we know so far on the Liverpool-Tiago situation?
Well, things accelerated from Monday onwards. So the very latest is they've agreed the fee. The player has agreed his terms. He's got his shirt number. So he's as good as signed, really. At Liverpool at the start of the week, they've obviously wanted to sign him since the start of the summer, really. But I mean, I think one of the things that's been lost in the whole sort of conversation around him is the fact that for the past sort of month or so, he's been on holiday. So, you know, there's very little value in Liverpool going to sign him. I think they'd had, you know, sort of guarantees from the players' representatives that he was really keen on coming. You know, there's a willingness on Bayern's part to sell him. Obviously, Liverpool wanted him. So when you've got three parties sort of in agreement, it was just a case of the fee and the timing, really. So, obviously Bayern are starting their Bundesliga campaign tomorrow against Schalke. And, it, you know, being the club that it is, I think they just want things done, you know, efficiently and quickly. So the remaining players can just sort of focus on their task and moving on as a club. So in the end, it was relatively quite swift and quite clean by the sounds of it. I only sort of caught wind of it this morning, very early this morning. I was quite fortunate, really, because I was up trying to deal with a newborn baby who was screaming, and then suddenly this all kicked off. I must stress as well, it's a collective effort at the Athletic to make sure that everybody got out. It wasn't just me. So really, really good news.